It's Rogenbach for the faceoff. Heyman controls. Turmel throws it ahead. That's deflected by Rogenbach. Booth with it now. Turmel flicks it in the zone. That one almost went in, but a great save by Harbor Beach goalie Brian Dukowski.
I think he was intending just to flip that into the corner, and it just happened to be on net. Bounced a couple times, went right up on him.
Funny how that works out.
It's like the old knuckle puck there. You got to watch it. You got to watch every single puck that comes down.
Another face-off. And this is controlled by Stone Cold. Don't flick it ahead. And once again, it got near the goal. Now this one's
an icing call, I think.
Yep, and we have the whistle at 7:27. Stone Cold leads Harbor Beach 3-2.
I don't think I've ever been to a championship game at this arena in the midget division that had five goals this early in the game, halfway through the first.
It's some great fast-paced action. Kennedy has it. Oh, that puck went right off the referee. Harbor Beach was trying to clear it, but it was kept in. And now they'll get a run going together. It's a maker all the way. Lost control. Still got. That was an amazing goal. I don't know.
Now the net's off the mooring. Players, Pirate players are saying it was in the net.
It was in the net. It was in the net originally. It was it a
came out. They're calling it no goal.
They might want to check the net there for some holes because that looked good.
If that wasn't a goal, it came out awful fast for just something rolling like that. Because it went in, came right back out really fast. But they're right on top of it. They can see it better than we do.
From up here, it looked... That was amazing. That looked good to me. I don't know how he got that to go in the goal, but he did. But the refs say he didn't, so we'll have a face-off.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those things that the ref says it's not a goal. It's not a goal.
We need instant replay.
Again, we had to add the Bantams last broadcast.
Oh, man, he's not. Stone Cold's goalie, Shane Stokin, didn't even see the puck. It got deflected right off of the bar and came right out in front. He had left the goal wide open. But the Pirates unable to capitalize. Now Stone Cold at the other end. They'll look to see if they can get a goal. Puck tapped around. Seaman with it now for the Pirates. Miller had it. And Susala now. He'll cross. Well, he almost crossed the blue line. Trying to look for someone to give the puck up to. Susala gets it off the boards. Shot wide left. Pirates will get it, and they'll start a run. They had numbers. Not anymore as it gets turned away. Susala gets back in the zone for Stone Cold. Good weaving with the puck. He lost control of it. Stone Cold will reset. Stokin tried to get it ahead. It's intercepted by Rogenbach. Back to Stokin. He'll flick it to the opposite side of the ice. Slapper from the center line by Essenmacher. And Stone Cold gets it. Turmel, he'll try to get something going. He's being played along the boards by Rogenbach. Very fast-paced action here in this Midget Division Championship. Rogenbach crosses the center line. He gets in the zone. 5:20 to go in this first period of play. Stone Cold leads Pirates by a score of 3-2. Here comes Stone Cold, a 2-on-1. Shot by Amon, high and glove save by Pirate goalie Brian Dukowski, and we'll have a face-off down at that end with 5:08 to go.
That could have been a really pretty play. He needed to put a little fake on there and get it over to the other guy, or put the fake on and shoot, I suppose, but it's got to be a scary thing for a goaltender to have two guys coming down on you with no defenseman, I would think.
I'd have to agree with that. And the Pirates will just get it out of their zone. But, oh, look at this. Seaman almost had a chance at it as it was deflected. Amon with it now. Stone Cold will reset, try to get something going. Off the stick of Turmel. Amon gets it back. And now he gets in. He's looking for someone to dish it off to. He takes a shot on goal. Pad save by Dukoski. Damon with it now in the corner. He tries to throw it in front. This pass is intercepted, and here come the Pirates. A two-on-two. Rogenbach across the blue line. Shot, and that goes straight in the air and hits the boards of the ceiling, and we'll have a face-off.
Pirates are getting a little more organized. They had two people in front of the net that time covering one person, so they're not leaving anybody open. That's got to be scary also for a goaltender to look up and see a lone player from the other team standing 10 feet away from you and nobody covering him either.
That's when you're thinking in the back of your mind, help someone?
Yeah, exactly. No matter where the shot, next shot comes from, you're always worried about that guy standing out there.
Rogenbach. Played along the board. Stokin gets it for Stone Cold. Kept in the zone. Pirates are trying to get something to go here. Hudson shot on goal, wide right. And the puck is just knocked out of the zone. And the Pirates get their offense going. Oh, wow, look at this pass. Yeah. He tried to get it to Rogenbach, but it just skipped past his stick, and we'll have a face-off at the other end. 3:49 to go in this first period of play.
I see on his jersey, Sam Hudson is the captain of the Pirate team, but I don't see it on one of the Stone Cold players yet.
Quick shot on goal, deflected.
There was two good chances there.
Here come the Pirates. Essenmacher in the zone. He'll skate towards the net, put some moves on, and scores to tie it at 3 at the 3:36 mark in this first period. Travis Essenmacher scores for the Pirates.
I believe that would be an unassisted goal. I think he came
pretty much all the way
down the other end.
He was able to just weave past everyone coming down the boards right in front of us. So 6 goals already in this first period of play.
Wow, what a high-scoring game we got going here already, and only 3-3, and the first period is not even over yet.
And we talked about, you know, before this game got started, that when these two teams play, it's always close, and they seem to be high-scoring affairs. Well, so far, they've both lived up to that reputation. Amon with it now. He'll try to skate along the boards, and he's got something going. He gets it ahead to Kennedy. Kennedy with it. And he lost control. He falls down. Amon chases after it. And it was kept in the zone, but now Stone Cold will reset at the 3-minute mark. Kennedy tried going cross ice, lost it to Essenmacher. Travis Essenmacher with it along the boards, tried centering. That puck was deflected, and we have a whistle.
Cross check or something.
That's the call here. 5 white for slashing, did he say?
That's what he said.
So Dan Brown will go to the box for a couple minutes for slashing.
That'd be referee Scott Rambo.
So the Pirates go on the power play. Rogenbach in the circle for the faceoff. He wins. The other Rogenbach gets it. Throws it over to Essenmacher. Brown had a chance to throw it in the net there. Puck being knocked around in that far corner. Someone's got to come out with it. Pirates able to keep it in the zone. Essenmacher straight on shot, and it gets in. Wow, it just made it through the legs of Shane Stokin.
And then Captain Sam Hudson pushed her home. I think he had it saved. It was laying up behind him.
Yep, it was sitting right behind him, but luckily, like you said, the captain, Sam Hudson, was right there to knock it home.
No, he said it was already in. They said no.
All right, well, 4-3 is our score now. The Pirates storming back. 2.5 to go in this first period of play. See if Stone Cold can get back on the board.
Oh, no, they did give it. Now they give it back to Sam Hudson. He got the goal.
I was going to say, it looks like he was the one that knocked it in. Shot on goal, saved, but kept in the zone. And now the Pirates